well, glass.
Uh-huh.
Glass lenses often broke when the glasses were dropped, so opticians started using plastic instead. Plastic doesn't break, but it does scratch easily. And scratched lenses can damage your sight. NASA solved this problem when they developed a new substance to protect the helmets worn by astronauts. The substance stops the plastic from scratching so easily.
Huh.
Manufacturers of glasses soon started using this new technology in their products, which is why the lenses in today's glasses are less likely to scratch than they were in the past.
And that's great news for all of us who wear glasses. We have time for one more, Hank.
All right, I'll tell you about the ear thermometer then.
Huh.
This was developed from the infrared technology that NASA uses to measure the temperature of stars.
Huh.
A company called Diatech saw a need to reduce the amount of time nurses spent taking temperatures.
Yeah.
Together with NASA, the company invented an infrared sensor that serves as the thermometer. The sensor takes your temperature by measuring the amount of heat produced inside your ear.
Hmm.
The ear thermometers used in hospitals can take your temperature in less than 2 seconds.
Yes, and those thermometers are a vast improvement on the ones with mercury inside. I can never seem to read them. Hank Webb, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
File 10A, Listening.
Hello, and welcome to the program. Now, most people associate NASA with astronauts and rocket ships. What they don't know is that NASA research extends far beyond spaceflight and into our daily lives. Our special guest today is freelance science journalist Hank Webb. He's going to tell us about some of the products invented by NASA that we use every day. Good morning, Hank.
Hi there.
So, Hank, where are you going to start?
Well, I'm going to start with something that has saved lives in many homes all over the world, the smoke detector.
Mm.
In the 1970s, when NASA engineers were designing the first U.S. space station called Skylab, they realized that the astronauts would need to know if a fire had started or if there were poisonous gases in the air.
Huh.
The engineers teamed up with a company called the Honeywell Corporation, and together they invented a special kind of smoke detector. The new model was adjustable. Astronauts could change the level of sensitivity on it so that there was never a false alarm.
That's fascinating. What's next?
Well, the next one has changed the lives of people who need glasses.
Huh.
As you know, the two lenses and a pair of glasses used to be made of